hello. Welcome to Healthy Perspectives, a podcast that takes on current cultural and social issues through a clinical lens. Hello, hello. All right. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, we appreciate your time. So thank you for giving it to us. We are plugging right along. And today I'm gonna do something a little different. Normally I come in here and we talk about something really super serious. And not that this can't be serious, because this topic could be serious, but I want to talk to you today about bucket lists. Like y'all hear, you know, counselors love to talk about goals and stuff like that. I love talking bucket lists, and let me tell you why. There is nothing like establishing a dream list. There's nothing like it. And I'm going to give you some caveats here. One, if you decide to do this, you got to write it down. It's not a bucket list if it's not actually on a list. So I don't care if you write it on a napkin. I don't care if you type it up. I don't care. Look, but you got to get it down so that you can tangibly see it. But here's what I want to go into. You should have a bucket list. I'm going to make the case today that you should create a bucket list. And here's why. It's good for motivation, right? Having something to look forward to can be really good for us. It's good for relationships. You always have something to talk about. Always. You can always talk about your bucket list. And you never know if you're going to be able to help somebody check off something from their bucket list. So this, the creating of your own, starts to prepare you for, hey, how am I going to help somebody else create their dreams? Which I think relationally is an incredible thing to do. Like, especially in the world, like it's 2024, we got all this election stuff going on. And I'm going to pause for a day and say, put together a bucket list. That's what today is about. Now, how are we going to do this? Look, I'm going to share with you some things that are on my bucket list and give you some ideas. Look, steal them, take them, make them yours. I don't care. The part of the development of a bucket list should be you take, if somebody else has something great on their bucket list, you put it on yours. It's fine. It's like the one of those rare places where stealing something from somebody else. Now, don't steal it, go do it, and then rub it in. That's messed up. But taking it from their list, be like, wow, you want to swim with sharks? Ah, me too. That's not on my list, by the way. But you want to swim with sharks? Great. Me too. I'm going to put that on my list and add it to your list. The reason we talk about it, though, is for the purpose of being able to help others create their dreams. You never know when you're going to come across somebody who has a dream you can help them with. I'll give you an example of that. I have one, a pretty good one. I went through this bucket list phase maybe 15 years ago, something like that, because I'm old. You see that? And during that phase, one of the things that it became evident to me was as I was collecting people's bucket lists, that I was able to connect people to other people sometimes and get their bucket list items checked off. You know, I don't know anybody who drives race cars, but I do have drive 200 miles per hour in a car. Of course, I want to do the driving. But if I knew somebody who had race cars, I'll bet you I could get to do it. So connect people with other people. If you know you want to go on a helicopter ride, but helicopter rides are really expensive, maybe somebody knows a helicopter pilot, and you can get connected to them. I'm going to read off a couple of things on my list and use it as a way of talking about what you can do to make something that seems ordinary. Oh, everything on my list. I just want to travel. I want to go places, right? True. But you can make that more interesting. A great example for me is the Colosseum in Rome. That's on my list. It's probably on a lot of people's lists. But I created one little caveat just to make it more interesting. I want to get to the highest point that I can. I've been told, the rumor is you can't go very high in the Colosseum anymore, but I want to go as high as I can go without getting arrested. Put my arms way up in the sky and yell, "I am the king of the world," just because it makes it more interesting. Then I come back and I'll check that off the list, but I'll always have the memory. So you might have mundane things like, oh, I want to go scuba diving. Well, be specific. I want to scuba dive in a coral reef. You can go snorkeling in a coral reef, but if you could scuba dive, I mean, that might be cooler. Run through a field in Ireland. Don't just go, I want to go to Ireland. I want to run through a field in Ireland. If you're gonna, I want, this is a funny one. I probably shouldn't be announcing this because I'll probably get myself in trouble, but I would love to stay the night on Alcatraz. You're not supposed to do that, of course. But if I did stay the night on Alcatraz, I also want to roast some hot dogs over a fire. I don't know why, but I thought about that maybe 20 years ago and I threw it on my bucket list. If you're going to want to go to, say, New York or Washington, D.C., or, follow the Oregon Trail or something like that, add these little nuances into it. The idea here is I want you to think about the possibilities. What are the possibilities? If you and I forget to dream, to look forward to possibilities that maybe we could create, I'm gonna be honest, I have probably 50 things or so on my bucket list. And of those things, I don't know if I'll meet 25 of them. I really don't. Is it possible that I check every single one off? Maybe. Maybe it's possible. There's all kinds of things that interfere with doing a bucket list, like checking them off. But don't worry about that part. Get those dreams down because you just never know. You never know when the opportunity is going to present itself. And you won't be ready for the opportunity if you haven't thought about it. I want to ride the train across the country. That's a totally doable bucket list item. The opportunity hasn't come forth yet, so I haven't done it, but someday that's probably going to happen. If you're not driving, I would recommend right now you sit down and you start dreaming. Start creating a bucket list. If I said something that appeals to you, go for it. Take it. You want to do 25 push-ups in Tun Tavern? Do it. Put it on the list and then see if you can make it happen. You want to go fly fishing? Put it on your list. See if you can make it happen. You want to milk a cow? Put it on your list and let's see if we can make it happen. You want to get cattle prodded? Put it on your list. Just do that before you get too old because that one kind of hurts a little bit. You want to act on a in a stage play? Put it on your list. You want to go see the World Series? Put it on your list. Maybe you want to learn to play the guitar or play a piano. Put it on your list. Swim with the dolphins. Put it on your list. Folks, this should be a fun exercise. A fun exercise that gets you thinking about possibilities and relationships. We're here. We get one chance to do this thing. You're born, and someday you're going to pass away. Between the born and the passing away, oh, my apologies, between the time you're born and the time you pass away, see some of these amazing things in our world. Do some of these amazing things in our world. It's part of the reason we're here. And if this doesn't appeal to you because you're like, I already did a bucket list, now do a bucket list with your spouse or with your best friend, a combined bucket list, one where we're going to do these things together. I remember it takes me back to a time where one of my closest friends growing up, when we were in high school, we went all over Oregon. It's where we were born and raised, or at least raised. I know I was born in Oregon, and we would travel to all the little swim holes. Man, we went from Florence to like the coast, all the way to probably Central Oregon, the Deschutes River. I don't know. We were all over the Eugene and Salem, and I mean, we were everywhere. It was fantastic. Just one summer, we just went to a bunch of places, and it was fun. Put that on your bucket list. Road trips. Put it on your bucket list, folks. Hey, that's all I got for you today. I kept it light, kept it easy. Not every day is going to be a ton of work. The same is true when you go to counseling. Counseling sometimes is really hard work, but sometimes it should be really relational. It should be really relaxing. And a bucket list, I mean, for most of us at least, that can be really relational and really relaxing. I hope you find this helpful. Please like, subscribe, do all those things. Share this with friends. Make a bucket list. Share that with friends. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. We appreciate our audience a lot, so we give you some simple ways to track us down. Please like, subscribe, and follow all the podcasts on different platforms, but you can also email us at healthyperspectives@protonmail.com, or you can check out our website at healthy-perspectives.com/podcast. It's a backward slash. So if you want to go to our landing page, if you go to healthy-perspectives.com, you'll still find us. You just got to click on the podcast button. Thank you so much.